Good afternoon, Eagles fans. I'm Chris McPherson, and welcome to this Tuesday edition of the Eagles Update. The Eagles made a roster move by signing Jake Elliott, kicker, off the Bengals practice squad and placing Caleb Sturgis on injured reserve. Elliott was a fifth-round pick of the Bengals out of Memphis this past year. He was a two-time All-AAC Special Teams Player of the Year and an All-America selection in 2015. Now, this doesn't mean that Sturgis' season is done yet. If he is fully healed from his hip injury, he could return to the team as early as the Week 10 bye. The other injury situation worth monitoring is that of cornerback Ronald Darby, who is out for an indefinite period of time with an ankle injury. Defensive coordinator Jim Schwartz said that he is proud of how the secondary rallied in Darby's absence against the Redskins.
I can't go without mentioning the contribution Jalen Watkins made to that game, because there was a personnel package that to replace Darby, we would have had to move three different guys. And rather than doing that, we just plugged Jalen in and for the whole second half. And all he did was go out there and execute his job and made a big play that backed up. He made a big play, big hit, and limited a run after the catch. And I thought he was up to the challenge. That was good to see.
The Eagles go from facing one explosive offense in the Washington Redskins to another in the Kansas City Chiefs, featuring playmakers like Tyreek Hill, Kareem Hunt, and Travis Kelce. What helps Jim Schwartz and company is that they face a similar offense each and every day in practice.
The good news is we got to go all training camp against them. You know what I mean? So I think that has a lot to do with it. You know, you go out there every day, and passing game-wise, there's a lot of similarities. There's a little bit difference in the run game. They have a little bit more gadgety runs, a little bit more read option type runs, some stuff that they try to distract you with. But there's a lot of similarities in the passing game. There's a lot of similar concepts. You know, they're a team that uses multiple personnel packages like our offense. So there's certainly some carryover, and it's not just Coach Peterson. You know, we've had interaction with, you know, a lot of different guys on the staff. You know, hey, what are you guys seeing here? How would you guys do that? And just the way they attacked us, and when I say they, I mean us, the way our offense attacked us in training camp, I think there's going to be some, you know, similarities in the way they saw our defense and the way Kansas City would. So I think it is an advantage.
The Eagles' offense was outstanding in a couple of key areas on Sunday. Quarterback Carson Wentz was 9 of 11 on third down with two touchdowns and a perfect passer rating. The Eagles also had four explosive plays through the air, scoring points and moving the chains in key situations. However, offensive coordinator Frank Reich knows that there is a lot of work that still needs to be done.
That's one of the things we said to the team, the offense today, was it's great to be able to go on the road in week one against a division opponent and win and still have some things that you got to work out, because we got to get a lot better, and we will get better.
Make sure to check out Eagles 360 this evening, featuring Dave Spadaro and Hall of Fame wide receiver Mike Quick. Our live coverage on Wednesday begins with head coach Doug Peterson's press conference at 10:30 a.m. Until then, I'm Chris McPherson, and thank you for joining us here on the Eagles Update. Have a great Eagles Day, everyone.